You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's The Rachel Zoe Project After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Rachel Zoe Project After Show.
Hey. Hey guys, if you don't know, this is Carmen, who is on tonight's episode of The Rachel Zoe Project. Bing is for doing, and we're here doing another AfterBuzz TV show for Bravo's The Rachel Zoe Project, Season 5, Episodes 1 and 2. I can't believe it's even Season 5 already. Kind of crazy.
Yeah, that went by really fast, I feel.
When did it even... 5 years ago, 2007.
Yeah.
I feel like 2007 was like 2 years ago because I refuse to believe that 5 years has gone by that quick.
I feel like Rachel's changed so much, and so have we. We've grown up with Rachel.
We've grown up with her. And her
beautiful.
Our team has changed so much. It's kind of crazy, and I'm super excited for the season. I hope you guys are too.
Yes. We should probably introduce ourselves.
I'm Christina Zias, your host, along with my other fashionable hosts.
I'm Tiana Hobson.
I'm Jason Eichler.
Tonight we're covering episode 1, which is New York Fashion Week. It's everything. And episode 2, time for Maxi. Ah, that's not it. Fashion to the Maxi.
Fashion to the
Same
Maxi.
Thing.
All right, I mean, let's get started. We're at Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week in New York City, and it is as fabulous as you can imagine, and I love all this insider scoop. She goes to Prabal show, she goes to Oscar de la Renta show, she goes to Michael Kors, she goes to Marquesa. Which one do you want to be dressed by?
I know one. I love seeing all the celebrities like behind the scenes, too. I saw Kim and Kanye in there. I saw Andy Cohen.
Julianne Moore.
Everybody.
Wow. I was not paying attention.
You gotta what?
No, I was. Yeah. I was just seeing. I didn't see those people. I saw like Anna Wintour and, you know, like all the people sitting at the front row.
Yeah.
I wasn't seeing like the actors. I wish I had been seeing that.
What I think is so awesome about this is, I mean, obviously, I think it's amazing how Rachel can take her styling hat and her designer hat, which she pretty much makes it very clear, like, she has to play several different roles. And in her styling, when she wears her styling hat, you know, she's at these shows thinking about her clients.
Yeah.
And she obviously has an amazing roster of clients. So, I mean, who is she thinking about? The Marquesa show, the Prabal show.
Well, and I think for me, too, I was wondering, because we only saw her get to be a mom for a little bit in the last season, so I was wondering if she'd still go as hard to all these shows, because now she is more of a designer, and do you think she would step back a little bit as a stylist, or maybe have other people go to the shows and pull the looks for her, but she's there doing it hands-on.
Yeah. Or just dress all your clients in your own clothes.
Yeah.
Because when I heard she was going to the show still, I was like, wow, that takes a lot of guts not to just, I mean... There's like that moral compass of, you know, how often you put your own clients in your own designs. But I feel like I'd be very tempted most of the time to just put people in my own stuff to get my stuff out there.
Well, I think part of the reason she has become so successful is because has this amazing relationship with so many people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, I mean, besides her reality show and, you know, this mass media market that she attracted, you can see she's having a conversation with Prabal and, like, she's obsessed. She actually is... She's kind of so ridiculous. Do you remember that quote that she says? Prabal's like dying. He just had his show. It's amazing. And she keeps talking about who she wants to dress in it. And he's like sweating afterwards backstage because this was a huge moment. She's like, oh my God, I know I look awful too. Like, let's dunk our heads in buckets of ice. Like, who says that?
Okay.
Right? She's so dramatic.
But I think that's kind of what makes her so great is she gets inspired by so many things and takes those and uses those to dress her clients or puts them in her own line.
Definitely.
Yeah. And she's a woman who does not let her brain rest at all. Especially now with the mom hat on top of all the other hats that she's wearing. She is just go, go, go. I doubt she sleeps more than 3-4 hours max at night just because she's waking up with ideas or, oh, I have to do this. Oh, I have to do that. Oh, Skylar needs this. Oh, you know, we have a hair salon. It's just like so much is going on that I don't know how she doesn't have the ulcers that Mindana has.
Yeah. That ulcer was like a pretty prominent topic in episode one too. And poor Mindana, because she's like running around all over the place. You know, she keeps saying it's as much as of her project mm-hmm. as it is the other two.
Yeah, it's almost like you get a little bit stressed out watching her because she's so all over the place, and it makes everybody she's working for kind of on edge all the time. So I can see what.
Oh yeah, I thought I was about to get an ulcer watching her prep for like the fashion show when they were like getting all the stuff ready and the models were like breaking shoes. I was like, oh my god, I'm so nervous. I got a pain in my side. Like, I think I have an ulcer right now.
Well, I think it's crazy because I know how I am when I'm getting dressed, and like my boyfriend especially can testify. Like that poor guy, because my room becomes a disaster. I have like a million I changed my outfit a million different times. So when she has her designing hat on and she's trying to style her show, she literally switches up the looks a million times. I think they have under 40 looks, which is
a
crap ton of looks. You know what I mean? So to have to worry about pants, shirts, dresses, maxis, accessories, everything. That's a lot.
Well, and she had went to a show like literally 60 minutes before hers. So she's literally as last minute as possible.
Something that I thought was really funny in this episode when it comes to Rachel, I guess, designing and styling is how she styles Skylar. And there's, do you remember that little,
yeah, that little bit.
I can't even deal with how adorable he is. Like those cheeks and those blue eyes, he's unbelievable.
Those blue eyes pop.
He's beautiful. I feel like he needs to be doing Baby Gap or something, or Ralph Lauren, you know? Or
maybe, she hasn't.
I mean, he was wearing a Burberry onesie at her show. I was like, oh my gosh. Well, I was like, Rachel, I go, I die.
Yes. And that fedora, that was Mage.
It was so Mage.
Mage.
That was trending like crazy. I can't work it. Apparently Jason can
say
Mage,
Mage
like no other.
Mage.
I'm still going with bananas. Bananas.
I'm going with Roger. You need to not talk about your son dressing so feminine with your guys, because when he watches this later on, Skylar's going to be like, no, Dad, like, don't talk about me. Either you have my back and change my clothes, or, you know.
You wanted to put me in a jersey, Dad. You take me and you put me in a jersey, like, and we go watch a game together.
Don't you hope for Rachel's sake that he turns out gay?
No. I don't know.
I think it'll make
I kind of think
so
she wants
easier.
Him to be gay.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't think I thought about that.
I feel like she has to have a gay son or something.
Well, I mean,
because we also need to talk about this, because there are no gay boys on the show anymore.
I know there's no gay boys on the show anymore, but I think we need to wait until episode two to talk about that.
Oh,
because we meet like all of her. Right now, they're in New York.
Yeah.
So we're missing a lot of important people in the Rachel Zoe team. I want to talk really quickly about her show, because there are so many factors that went into it besides the whole styling aspect, which is obviously one of the main parts. But there was this huge emphasis on that
flowers.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it ended up looking beautiful. But it's so crazy, because that's something that maybe, I bet you half the people there didn't even pay attention to that flowered wall at all.
At all.
Were there any looks that you guys really liked from the show, or anything that...
I liked the, it was like the mint green one, the maxi dress.
Yeah.
That I think we see in episode two that didn't get pulled by anybody, but I really liked that look.
I was Rachel. Jason wants it.
I was a big fan of all the, like, sparkly stuff. Like, those are real eye poppers to me. Like, those catch my eye. I never wear anything like that. I want to be brave enough to do it, but I kind of always feel like, gosh, if I was walking around in that just, like, all day, I feel like I should be going to, like, a club or something, not just...
The sequence,
yeah,
right?
The sequence, not just going into work, you know, and sitting around all day where no one's really going to see an outfit of that magnitude. But overall, I really loved a lot of her stuff. I loved all the colors, and I loved how you could separate the pieces and use them for, like, everyday things.
Well, that's what I thought was interesting, too, because they were saying that some of these don't translate into a store. And I thought the line was very wearable.
Okay. Two things. One, girl, you need to dress for yourself. And if you want to wear sequins, you can wear sequins. Two, preach. I don't normally wear sequins, but Rachel inspired me today.
Yeah,
that's
I
my
love your sequins.
Do you like?
And yes, I love
pull
it.
Out the fur. Pull out the fur.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're listening.
You have to put the fur
okay,
on.
So I was, like, in total Rachel mode earlier. Now, how Mage is this?
Now you just need the hat to go with it.
I know. You should see my collection. Okay, so.
That was good.
Yeah, shall we move on?
Yeah.
Okay, so, oh my god, now my
fur
is caught on
me. Well, actually, before we do that, if you guys aren't watching us live, or watching us on YouTube, go to iTunes and search for AfterBuzz TV. Search for our show, The Rachel Zoe Project. Rate us 5 stars and leave us a comment. Guys, we love you and we love bringing you these shows, and we're a new show. So send us your love and support and let us know what you like, what you don't like, and we will get better for you each and every week.
But we really like nice comments.
But yeah, we appreciate real ones, too. I do.
I do.
You guys, you don't?
Yeah. Of course we do.
Oh, yeah.
So make sure you do that for us.
Okay. So, season 5, episode 2, Fashion to the Maxi, right?
Yes.
We start off, again, in New York City, which we're on this gorgeous rooftop balcony. I don't know if it's rooftop, but it's a balcony, and yeah, it has a sick view, which in New York, yeah, that's like prime real estate. And yeah, I want to know, because I feel like such an issue in both episodes is, do we have enough money? Do we have enough money? I feel like money is such a concern, which is hard for me to understand, but something that I appreciate to see, because obviously they're a big booming business, mm-hmm, and they're doing a million different things. But with that wardrobe and these locations, like,
yeah, because you kind of want to talk budget, because you're like, what out of your personal money do, right, you put into your business, and what, I'm assuming it's stuff set aside for the business,
of course.
And when you have like 5 businesses, how do you split and distribute it all?
Rachel, it's amazing what,
yeah,
has, I think, become. We found out what Roger does. You know how Rachel says in episode 2, Roger, the president, and I don't really know what he does. Maybe that's what he's doing, and we just don't see it, because we're all too concerned with, like, let's go shopping.
Well, she does credit him for, yeah, managing all the finances, which I think is, they're a really nice combination of, you know, a business team and a creative team. Yeah. I think that's why they work so well together.
Well, and it's so interesting, too, that she had this baby and then she takes on all this other stuff. Like, now she's got the salon and the social media part and everything that she's doing after she has the baby. Like, you think most people would slow down, and she keeps going.
Well, I think you have to. Like, yeah, if she weren't, if she wasn't going to do it right now, she would never be able to do, yeah, it almost. So, okay, we're in New York City, and we first go to see the salon that they're creating, which I had no idea about. Did you guys know?
I read before, just briefly, but
yeah, I just heard about it today for the first time.
Okay, so it's called Dream Dry, and what I want to know, is it a full-on salon, or is it like a dry bar?
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, Dream Dry to me sounds like...
like a dry bar.
A dry bar, which I love, and I think is doing so well. There's Blow Bar, right, mm-hmm, and Dry Bar.
I've seen a lot of those recently.
Yeah, definitely, and it makes sense, especially in a city with...
when you're in a rush too.
Yeah, definitely.
It's really easy to get in and get out.
So we see this amazing location that they picked out, and of course Rachel is mostly concerned about the floors and the couches and the walls and what everything's going to look like, which is very important. And she somehow seems to fixate on this little Louis Vuitton bag that happens to be in the demonstration picture, which is so typical and kind, uh-huh, of hilarious.
I love that they added that in there, though, because that's kind of funny that
they knew her well.
Yeah, they knew her well enough to know that, let's have the bag hanging right here, and it's going to be a Louis just to...
yeah, because I feel like if you're bringing her something to her, though, she needs to feel like it's going to have her brand on it and her image and that.
And designer goods, yep, scream out
there
her name.
There I am.
We also go to Nordstrom, which is a company that I love, so I'm excited to see that. And I know Nordstrom is a huge supporter of the Rachel Zoe empire, and is one of her biggest carriers. So we see this meeting, it's Market Week, which I guess happens right after New York Fashion Week, mm-hmm, since everyone's in town, all the shows just happen. And they're giving back their critique. What'd you guys think of it?
Again, I thought the line was actually a lot more wearable than everybody else was thinking. And that, mm-hmm, might be just because we live in Los Angeles and everybody dresses a little bit edgier probably than other places. But I mean, I liked the shorter styles, but... my phone just went off. Sorry about that.
Wow. Rude.
Somebody tweeting about the show. Tiana.
Oh, oops. That was me. That was me. Guilty.
Tweet us. But it's interesting to see how they go through the process of picking, but I really liked all the maxi styles.
Yeah. It gave me a better insight into what buyers actually do, because I have a couple of friends who are buyers, and I never understood what their job was. Mm-hmm. So this was a good insight into it, but... I loved how in the beginning of the episode she was getting all these great reviews from, you know, like LA Times and InStyle. And then here everyone was talking about how much they loved the clothes, but when it came down to buying them, they didn't want anything. And I was confused by that. I understood a little bit of what they were saying about some of the maxi dresses, just because most people aren't thinking, like, in a rush, I need to
they're on
go, maxi dress. Like, yeah. I'm going to throw on this glamorous maxi dress, you know. It's hot sometimes.
I just think it's so interesting because the fashion industry is so prominent. Mm-hmm. And to see, I mean, Nordstrom's is a huge department store. Yeah. There's like, what, five in Los Angeles? You know what I mean? That's a big deal. Mm-hmm. So they're selecting clothes that we are going to wear. And I think that process, like you said, with you don't know what your friends are doing. I think at least since I'm kind of in the fashion industry, well, since I work in the fashion industry, you know, everyone's like, oh, I want to be a buyer. I want to be a buyer. But what does a buyer do? It's actually a very big responsibility.
Yeah.
And I think it's really sweet to see that.
Yeah, that was a lot of
fun. What did you think about their choices?
Well, this is kind of fast forwarding a little bit further to when we come to LA, like again with the the maxi dresses in Market Week here in the LA showrooms and the boutique buyers. I think that so you know, like that white sequin dress, that it's beautiful, long back, like it's gorgeous, but realistically I would never buy it because I wouldn't have anywhere to wear it.
And I would not go to a bar mitzvah in it.
I'm never invited to a bar mitzvah. Like, I haven't been since I was 13. You've never been to one?
I've never been to one either.
Shut up!
No.
Really?
Never.
Okay, so back in New Jersey, I had a lot of Jewish friends, and there was tons. And they were so much fun, but I was, like, 13. You know what I mean? So it doesn't really matter anymore.
Damn it.
So, yeah. And, like, you can't wear it to a wedding. And, unfortunately, I don't go to red carpet events all the time as much as I would like to pretend I do.
Yeah, that almost seemed like a design that she would pull for one of her clients.
Totally.
Exactly.
But I think that Rachel... So we're totally fast-forwarding.
I loved it in the short version, though.
It was so cute.
That was something I would wear out at night, and I'd go to Vegas or something, you know, like, really show it off.
I feel like it's kind of the perfect New Year's dress.
Yeah, New Year's, perfect.
Right? So cute.
Holiday party in general.
Just gorgeous. Yeah, I love it. But I think that, so Lauren, who is the collection manager, I believe the collection manager.
Manager.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that's her title.
Okay, so we're fast forwarding a little bit, so I'm just going to go ahead and do this.
Yeah, go for
it. I have to say that I'm obsessed with the women who work in LA for Rachel Zoe. I feel like everyone is so cool, calm, and collected, and since she's like always in a frenzy, and so is Roger a little bit, it's like really nice to have a staff that seems pretty laid back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
It's like refreshing almost. It seemed a lot less catty than her former staffs.
Totally. Yeah. Although we were missing some gay man action.
Yeah, there we go. Now we can talk about
Now we could talk about it because we want to know where the boys are.
What happened to you, Jeremiah?
Jeremiah was so cute.
So cute. And what about Joey, so too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's... Well, we saw him briefly in the first episode.
Yeah, we did.
Like, just a
little
flash.
Saying hi to her after her show, but...
But they never, at least on the show, clarified what happened to him.
Well, maybe we're
maybe he'll be around still.
Yeah, it's still only episode two.
Because online, on Bravo's website, if you go to, like, the cast bios, it only has Rachel and Roger.
That so was so really weird confused. To me.
Yeah, I was really confused by that. I was like, wait, whoa, what happened to everyone else?
Did you get rid of everyone?
But even in the beginning of the episode, the only people that they show are Rachel and Roger.
And last season, they showed everyone because Jeremiah got a little flash in there, too.
That's weird.
In the old episodes.
Well, I don't know. But... So, Lauren, back to Lauren.
We're all just really upset about that.
Yeah. Let us know what you think. Lauren's the collection manager, and she had to deal with all the boutique buyers, and they kind of gave the same feedback, no maxis, this and that. And she was really worried about talking to Rachel about this. And, of course, Rachel wasn't the happiest. She had to put on her furry hat because she couldn't handle the stress. But, you know, she made a very... good point, because she couldn't understand why people don't like maxi dresses, and I happen to like them, but I do think of some of them as something that's more dressed up.
Yes.
And you hear so many times that if you're short, if you're petite, you shouldn't wear maxi dresses, which makes no sense because Rachel is like the littlest little thing.
Yeah.
And she pulls them off so well, and she describes how you could wear them, like how, you know, I can run around in them, like I can bend down and you don't see my hoo-hoo. You can, like, I can play with Sky. And she makes very good points. I'm like, shoot, I kind of need a maxi dress.
Yeah, I was inspired.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm going to go get a
whole... She sold it to me. She needs to be in those meetings.
And she makes maxi dresses way more, like, classy. Like, normally when I think of a maxi dress, I think of, like, cotton and, like, bunched up and gross.
Oh, like a jersey?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
really?
So I feel like, I don't know, I feel like she makes them more fashion forward and wearable, which I didn't agree with any of that.
Well,
I liked them.
I don't know.
Rachel.
We got you, girl.
We got your
I don't know. I mean, normally when I think about them, it's like I think of summer vacay.
Okay.
Which in LA is all the time. So really, the LA buyers should have been on that.
Yeah, I think that they would have been on it, but maybe they were buying for their stores in like the Midwest.
Yeah.
And they're thinking about those people.
That's true.
Well, I just think it, you know, I know my mom wouldn't wear a maxi dress ever. She doesn't like when I wear maxi dresses.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She, like, doesn't think they're cute at all. So I can understand if, like, a buyer is buying for your average woman,
but what's the,
you know?
Like, what's the target Rachel Zoe audience? I would think, like, young 20-something girls, right?
Well, in Nordstrom, it's sold in the VSC department, which is, like, the high-end kind of designer item, but not collectors. And I guess it's... Yeah, like between 20 and 35, I would say.
Yeah.
Because it's expensive, so you realistically have to have a little bit more money to purchase them.
Okay. It's interesting. We've got some insider
details.
Insider Nordstrom details. So we know Nordstrom is carrying the stuff.
Yes, they
are. Now they are.
We also meet Eileen in this episode, who is Rachel's new assistant, who... Rachel's super stoked about. She's a New York fashion girl. She calls her hipster and coolster, which I like. And I like coolster more than mage. Is that weird?
Mage.
See, I can't say mage. It doesn't come out right.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like you have to be confident when you say it. You're kind of questioning it as it's coming. You're like, and mage?
But what about coolster? I feel super confident when I say that.
Yeah, coolster, you're getting that.
I feel like coolster is a good word for Eileen because she's like a little bit hipster in her style, but very cool.
Thank you, Jason.
I think you just described the word.
I was thinking about that black sweater she wore.
I know, which was, I was trying to figure out what was on it.
But I couldn't decide if it was wings or cats. That's what I narrowed it down to.
I thought it was a bird, for sure.
Oh.
But I could be, or a snake.
I thought there were like two feathers.
Oh.
Okay, well,
we're going to have to look that up.
Let's go with wings.
Okay.
Birds, feathers,
birds,
same
feathers,
thing.
Birds, feathers, wings. Okay. We're all right.
Either way, it's mage.
Mage.
She's a coolster, and she is helping Rachel style this huge project for Carmen, who is a pop duo, Nick and Amy, and they're super cute and fun. You heard their song in the beginning of this episode.
And I loved when they sang for her. That was, like, they were going to, because you know how you always hear people like, oh, sing something. No, we don't. And they killed it.
That was so badass. I'm like, Amy, you are awesome.
I wish I could talk that fast.
I know.
I wish I could rap, actually.
I wish I could, like, carry a tune.
And then have a husband that you sing with that, like, claps his hands while you're
Wait, that's her husband?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I love them even.
I don't think they're
really?
Married yet.
Really? Oh, my God, they're so cute.
Aren't they so cute?
So cute.
And they were just making music with, like, their hands. They were snapping
the craziest
and clapping.
Thing.
That's so weird. It was like being in Pitch Perfect.
He was like, And, like, I mean, that sounds pretty disgusting when I did it, but when he did it, it was awesome.
The idea is there.
I'm telling you, that was awful.
And can we just say, because I don't know, my friends, I'm a coach whore, so that part of the episode for me with them being in, like, all coach things was so exciting for me. And I know a lot of my friends kind of bash on me for liking coach because they're like, well, I mean, you know, it's not Louis and it's not this. I'm like, yeah, but it's, like, designer, but it's still affordable for people like me. And I thought that they looked great in everything that they had on,
no,
and they looked like
great.
Cover of GQ magazine, just like Rachel said, and it was all Coach, so I was very happy with that.
That's funny, because my friends would, like, abuse Coach, too, and I only think it's because it was, like, the first designer item anyone could have when they were younger,
yeah.
And it's like, okay, you're 16 years old, Mom, can I please have a Coach wristlet? And all of a sudden, you're 18, and you're like, okay, I can't wear Coach anymore, but it's silly,
yeah.
And, like, their clothes are awesome.
They are. Mm-hmm. I bought a pair of Coach rain boots before Christmas. I love them. I rock them all the time.
Do you really? Because it doesn't rain here.
It
so
doesn't.
Where do you wear them?
I know. So the few times that it does rain, I'm like, oh, can I wear my boots now? But
next time you're wearing with a sparkly shirt.
Yeah, with a sparkly shirt.
I always just think of Coach as like the Old Navy of designers.
Yeah, see, it's him who says this stuff to me.
Because the people I know that wear Coach
rude.
Are like... it's like trashy people that still wear like not you.
You just apologize to me on that. Now.
I've told you got Coach well.
Thank you.
Okay.
But I just think of like I associate it with like white trash.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's
what they helped Coach. I know. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I understand. I think there's a lot of people who feel the same way.
Yeah.
And I just think it's because it's everyone's first designer bag.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. people think, oh, if you're still wearing Coach, you don't know any other designers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I'm like, but they are kind of revamping their whole style to make it fresher and younger. They have like the poppy line and all these different things that are making them relevant in today's game of clothing designers, but people still write them off. And so I'm glad that Rachel Zoe worked with them to kind of put them back on the map, hopefully.
What I think is a little interesting, though, is why Carmen is doing this music video for Coach.
Sounds like a integration type of thing. Well, where
I wouldn't necessarily associate them with that. But then when you see the looks on them, it works with their image.
Because, I mean, it works for, like, promotional things to be like, oh, they're dressed in Coach, and then just the whole video with them being in Coach, too.
I think it's funny when Eileen goes to the store in Beverly Hills because, I mean, she did a great job selecting these items. I really like Eileen. I think she's super cool. But she kind of could have just said, I want the entire store.
Yeah.
Okay, because she was like, can I have this? And can I have, like, every bag in every color? And I'm like, Like,
so why didn't we just put an order in? Can I get a Coach store delivered
Didn't it seem like she did that?
Yeah.
And then, but I do kind of feel bad for her because when you watch past seasons, you know when Rachel pulls more is more, she always says.
Yeah, that's true.
So she would have been, like, reamed out, I feel like, if she didn't have all those options.
It's true. More is more. But still... Like, the girl probably at the end was like, well, the girl was really nice in those stores. She's like, no, trust me, I understand. She's probably watched all that past season.
Like, yeah, let me get you.
She's like, oh, you're working for Rachel? Let me just get you the whole story.
Yeah. So funny. So we flash forward to the day of the fitting, and Amy and Nick come in, and they're just as cute as can be. We have the whole rap song and...
photo shoot.
Yeah. And that poor intern with the lost sweater.
Oh, on the actual video
day.
Oh, I thought that's where we were. Sorry.
No, Jason.
No, my bad. Anyway, I still feel bad for her, regardless of where we're at.
I feel bad for her because I think we've all had those situations where you feel like your heart is going to stop because you can't find something or you can't achieve the goal for your boss. Mm-hmm. And then for her to finally find it and her go and be like, so I finally found the sweater and just get a, oh, okay, good job. And then on top of them just kind of writing you off when you're like breathing for the first time in an hour, they don't even use the sweater.
Yeah.
They use the blue sweater instead. I would have gone home and cried. On my way home, God. I would have called my mom, because I do that all the time, and I would have been like, Mom, I was so stressed out. I almost got an ulcer, and they didn't even use it afterwards.
You know, she's, like, sweating and like, oh, my God, I'm going to get fired. This is the worst
I thought
ever.
She was really sweet, because you could tell she wanted to find that darn sweater so badly,
so bad.
And she felt so victorious when she finally did. And then Eileen was like, yay! I think that's all she did. I thought she was at least going to go for a hug. And she was like...
Because Eileen... Eileen should have been freaking out, too. Because Rachel, when they were on their little walk in the park, the one thing she said was, you a lot, but don't lose anything.
Totally.
And then they couldn't find a sweater. Yeah. So I felt like Eileen should have been freaking out a little bit more. She was trying to keep it...
Yeah. She didn't want Rachel to know they lost anything.
Ugh. Can you imagine?
No.
I'd be so scared if I was her.
I would just walk out. I wouldn't even show up anymore. If I knew I did something to disappoint Rachel, I'd be like, I can't deal with that. I can't have her like yell at me or be upset with me. So I would just leave and never come back.
No, I think Eileen's going to be around for a while.
Yeah.
I like her. She seems legit. Something that I found. Oh, another person that we forgot to mention is Rachel Silbs, who's Roger's new assistant.
I felt bad for her.
I really liked her, though.
I really liked her, too. And it was such a funny scene because I guess they are unpacking everything into this new office, which they've been there for several months now, which is apparently 15,000 square feet. There's 5 new divisions. It is 15,000,
like,
right? Like,
right, I think that's what they said.
I wrote it down. I'm like, wait, that sounds like too much, but it did seem pretty huge.
Yeah, it was huge. I mean, they have like...
I wrote down this quote from her, too. She said, one of the biggest parts of my job is to be a good listener.
That was awesome. Because
Roger just rambles and rambles, and she's just sitting there like,
I mean, she did a great job.
She was awesome. Can we talk about Roger's hair? Because I know we discussed this a little bit before we came in, and Jason's a fan.
I like it.
I like it, too.
Bit more manly.
I think so, too, for sure.
See, I don't know. It feels like it's right. Maybe it's just not long enough yet for me.
You want it longer?
I think I do. Right now, I feel like it's like in the middle of like being a bob
It's like your length.
Yeah, it's like my length, but his is, I don't know, it does this real weird curl thing. And
see, I think he rocks it. Like, when I saw him for the first time this season, I'm like, oh, Roger got really hot.
I thought so, too.
See, I liked him better with the short hair.
I feel like he got hotter and straighter.
Yeah.
For sure, right? Maybe it was like all those gay influences around him that got fired or something. That Rachel's like, I don't know. But there's too many rumors going around. Yeah. Well, his new assistant is super cute. And what my favorite part of that is, did you see that picture of Rachel when she was younger?
Yeah.
When they got engaged? Rachel, brown hair. I want it now.
Bring it back.
She looked amazing. She looked they both looked so cute. And I can't believe they've been together for 21 years.
21 years.
Oh, we've got to talk about her new hair, too.
Oh, yeah. Her bangs. The bangs were so made.
So good. Oh, you did it.
Did I do it?
Yeah, that
you did
great.
It good.
Thank you.
So proud.
My favorite is when, I mean, they're obviously a big issue in the first episode because that's when she cut them. And she was going into a show and all she said to, like, I think it was Problem. And she was like, I just got bangs. And, like, didn't mention anything else about the show. It was just all about her bangs. And in this episode, she's having kind of like a panic attack. And then she says, I hate looking in the mirror, but all I can think about is what weird things my bangs are doing. And Mandana, who I'm always afraid I'm pronouncing her name wrong, so we're going to call her Donna, like Skylar. Okay. She's like, Rachel, you know I would never let you have bad bangs.
She's got good bangs, too, though.
She's got awesome
bangs. She's got great hair, actually.
Yeah, she does.
I love how Rachel just keeps playing with her bangs. It's like her Tourette's or something now, because every time she's doing it, she just, like, and then she'll go, and then she'll just, like, mess with them again. I'm like, stop touching your bangs. They're fine.
But you know when you change your hair, you, like, want to touch it all the time.
All the time. Do you guys like them?
I do.
I love them, yeah.
Yeah, I like them.
I think she's rocking them. So mage.
speaking about hair, Robin, who works with Roger and Rachel on their new salon venture, I guess they sent over these pictures on the salon to see what was happening with it, similar to what we spoke about earlier, and nothing has changed. And I kind of like this because Roger calls her up and is like, what's the deal? You know, we're spending all this money. And she kind of blames it all on Rachel, saying that, like, well, Rachel chose, everything that she chose was over budget. And he's like, no. She chose from what she was given. All she had were options. So do not turn this around on Rachel. And that was a very proud moment. I was like, good for you, Roger. Sticking by your woman like that. You know, she has so much on her plate. Like, don't put the... This is not her fault.
Well, because I feel like it's okay if you were to say something like that because he's her husband. But, like...
Someone else.
That's my woman. Like, you don't say that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love that,
It was
too.
Really nice, wasn't it?
And if that was the issue, why didn't you call them and let them know that nothing's... Like, the last time you guys spoke, it was the floors and the walls are, like, all going in right away. And then... however many weeks later, he gets these pictures and nothing's been done. So it's been sitting like that. So instead of getting on the phone and calling and saying, hey, we ran into an issue because, you know, the options that Rachel chose were a little out of our budget, so we need to reconvene. It's just been sitting like that with nothing happening to it. I would be super pissed.
Super
pissed. Because that's a waste of our money. We're now losing money on this property because no one's doing anything about it.
Robin, get your act together. Girl, we're going to touch base next episode and find out what's happening. I hope. I'm trying to get my hair done soon.
I know.
Seriously.
I'll fly out to New York just to get my hair done, guys.
They have to open one up in LA, you don't think?
Like, yeah, I feel like they will.
Yeah.
Why not?
They got to get the one in New York open first, though.
Right.
We got to see how this goes.
I mean, what do you guys think, though? So they had this little powwow in Rachel's closet as well, which, okay.
I love that closet.
Do you? Because I was really disappointed.
I didn't like how everything was in, like, the laundry plastic.
I feel like it was, like, got back from the dry cleaner and she never wore it again.
Yeah. But that's,
I mean, that's exactly what happened.
But that's the part that I was kind of in love with at the same time, was that she had all these options that she put in her closet that she's never worn again. And I live for the day where I have a closet like that.
Do you? I mean, I don't know.
I just want to one day sit in my closet and be like, wow, I forgot I had this.
And
I can now wear this with, like, something new and make it, like, a new outfit and make it something cute and unique.
I picture her to have, like, a beautiful, like, organized closet with, like, lots of fan. I don't know. Like, you look
something
in her closet and
something
it looks
from
like
Clueless,
a,
where yes, it, like, spins around.
Or, like, Sex in the City, where she goes in and it's just all really fancy.
Okay. Do you guys watch Beverly Hills Housewives?
Yes.
Lisa Vanderpump's closet.
Yes, exactly.
That's what I want for Rachel. Yeah. And she didn't have that. And I'm hoping that we just saw, like, the small, unorganized, soon to be organized part to go into the major, awesome closet on the other end of the place.
Or she could bring back Jeremiah and he could design a closet. And we'd all be happy.
Yes. Or that.
That's just my two cents.
One last thing. Since we're on styling and closets and having all this options, in the first episode, Rachel and Roger have this discussion about how Rachel is saving him so much money because now that she has Skylar, she doesn't have any time to shop. And he's like, no, that's impossible because you buy him all these clothes. And she's like, do you know how different a Burberry trench is for me that it is in price for Skylar? And it's just so funny because, I mean, she's right.
Yeah.
But that's crazy.
Yeah, like you're still buying a Burberry trench for your child who's going to wear it twice.
He's going to grow out of it before he can. Yeah. It's like at least when you buy it for an adult, that's a piece that's going to be a part of your collection for a while because that's a piece that you will use for many years because you're done growing. Your weight might fluctuate, but you're done growing. So it's an investment, whereas for a baby, it's
crazy.
I can't wait to see what that kid turns out like. It's going to be so interesting.
I think he's so cute.
He's so cute.
I think that when Rachel does her baby line, he's going to be the model.
Oh.
Yes.
He better be.
I mean, obviously, right?
He'd probably be named Sky Sky.
Yeah.
That's the lion's name, Sky Sky.
For boy and girl.
That's Sky Mage.
Sky. Yeah. Mage.
If she takes that from us, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah. you heard it here
how
first.
How dare you name your line after your son? But we thought of the name first, Rachel.
Okay, should we move into some gossip?
Yes.
What do you guys think? Do you have anything good for me?
AfterBuzz TV News.
I think you're the one with all the goods.
Yeah, okay, so I have gossip.
You got the goods.
Okay, so this is one thing that I caught that I literally had to rewind. I'm like, did that just happen? So do you guys remember, I think it was that Probable show going into it for New York Fashion Week. Rachel and Roger walk in. They say hi. They see their good friend Andy Cohen, both like, kiss, kiss, hi, whatever, both of them. Right behind Andy is Brad Goreski, and he is like ditched and dismissed, like see ya, like never said hello. And I just thought that was a very interesting observation.
Awkward.
Well, because I didn't even realize that was him at first. And I'm just thinking, like, I would picture her and Andy to have more of a conversation. Like, what's going on? Are you excited for your show? And it was just like, hi, I love you, bye.
Guess that's why. And that night, actually, for the season premiere, because Brad World started as well, Brad was on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. And Andy had to bring it up because he was there. And obviously, it was super awkward for him as well, like you just said. And Brad said that the last time he spoke to Rachel was last year for the Oscars. He congratulated her because she dresses Anne Hathaway, and obviously Anne was the host for the show, and she had like 12 different looks, and she did a great job. She looked amazing. So I guess he wrote her an email saying, I'm really happy for you, congratulations, yada, yada, yada. And she replied with something he didn't say, and that was the last time they spoke, and that she's never spoke to him again.
What was the tone of the email, did he say?
Brad was being very nice to his publicist and did not say anything.
Brad's been really good about the whole
mature
thing.
Yeah.
He's been very like, I'm not saying anything bad about her
at all.
She did help him get his start, so wherever things are now, he wouldn't be where he was today without her.
And I don't think everyone will ever have the full story of what happened between them, but
I wish.
Hopefully one day they'll do a reality show together so we can learn.
Maybe.
Probably never.
Maybe.
Rachel is seeing this, which I'm sure she's watching our show right now, she's going to be like, yeah, okay, you're crazy.
But just imagine the drama on that show. Wouldn't everyone tune in to see Rachel and Brad together again?
Definitely. It'd be insane.
Ratings would be bananas.
It's like Lauren and Heidi.
Okay, so another rumor about Jeremiah, who we love because he was so gosh darn cute.
He was so sweet.
Never said that.
He did everything that they asked of him, even when he didn't want to do like
even
home furnishing anymore.
Even after he had been let go, he went and did the home furnishing for them.
And then even like he was ditched from like that Elle fashion show.
Yeah.
Fashion shoot, the Kim Kardashian
and
one.
Yeah. Also, he's just beautiful.
He's beautiful, right? He's so handsome. Well, apparently, rumor has it, and again, this is a rumor, but apparently he started dating Brian Atwood's ex. And Brian Atwood, the shoe designer, is very good friends with Rachel. And so Rachel had to, like, see ya. You know, I guess she had her girls back.
I like that because I think that's a really cool thing to do. But I just love Jeremiah.
And I also feel that sometimes that happens. Like, sometimes, you know, especially in a community like Hollywood, stylists and everything, it's a small circle of people. So I feel like overlaps of people dating people, it's going to happen. And maybe we should all get over it.
Get over it. That's what I think.
Yeah.
I think he seemed like a
I think
really
we're all adults,
employee.
So it's not like you're a 12-year-old girl anymore who's hurt by her crush dumping her. Yeah, Jason. You're not a 12-year-old girl anymore.
We don't know what the situation is.
Yeah, and again,
rumor
is
a rumor. Speaking of the stylist community in Hollywood, congratulations, because Rachel was named in the top three stylists from The Hollywood Reporter, which came out today. They do an annual issue of the top 25 stylists in Hollywood, and Rachel was in the top three. So, yay.
Well, I didn't realize she's been dressing Jennifer Lawrence.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, she looked
great. And, like, Jennifer Lawrence has been rocking the red carpet.
I know everyone is.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so speaking of that, Jennifer Lawrence has been looking amazing. And I don't know if you guys watched the Oscars red carpet, mm-hmm. but some major news was Anne Hathaway's look.
Yeah.
Which
she changed
did not
in the
get
last
a,
minute.
Yeah, and she didn't get a very good response. And that's actually something they mentioned in The Hollywood Reporter, or at least on The Huffington Post. Like, despite that, because everyone hated Anne's look, she still was in the top three.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which I didn't hate it. I just thought she could have done better.
I expected different.
I don't know.
But I heard she changed that at the last minute because Amanda Seyfried was wearing a similar dress.
Yeah, exactly. What was the name they called for it?
Like the nipple skirt.
Yeah, Le Nipperas Blaze or something like that. Something really ridiculous. Oh, and did you guys know that Rachel Zoe, there's a Rachel Zoe inspired sitcom on the way?
No.
Yeah. See, this is good gossip, right?
Yeah, this is really good gossip.
Thanks. I was super excited when I found this one out.
Who is going to be cast for it? Oh. Who do we think would play that well?
I don't know. So it's about, I guess, her life and like how she paved her own way as a stylist. And
That's really cool.
Yeah, isn't that sweet?
I like that.
I'm trying to think who I want to play her.
I know. I can't think of anyone.
That's
right
tough.
Now, off the top of my head.
And Roger. Who's going to play Roger?
I don't know.
God, this is really hard.
This is really hard.
Okay.
We'll get back
for
to
next
you.
Time.
Yeah, we'll think of this for a week, and then we'll let you guys know next week our thoughts.
And yeah, that's all my news and gossip.
Yeah, I think you have.
That's it. So
you have it covered.
Do some predictions.
Okay, so my prediction. Actually, you guys go first.
And now you're after Buzz TV predictions.
I'll start. Oh, okay. You want to start?
Oh yeah, kind of.
Okay, go. Ladies first.
I'm gonna predict that there is gonna be major drama with Robin in the hair salon.
Ooh.
And I think that's going to be like a major plot line of at least an episode.
I like that prediction.
She's going to screw something up because she already has a lot.
Okay.
Any thoughts?
I hear Martin laughing.
I think that this episode kind of led up to that, and I think that's a very educated
prediction.
That was fantastic.
I wrote down Robin at the top of my paper.
See, now I wish I had gone first because I don't have as good of a prediction as that.
I feel like
my follow-up is just crap.
I just want you to take my prediction. I think you could do it.
Well, we saw that they're going to be at Paris Fashion Week, so I just want to see that fashion show that was previewed with the escalators. It didn't say whose it was or what it, where it was.
It was Louis Vuitton.
Oh, was it Louis? I couldn't tell.
Duh.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Yeah, so I'm really excited to see that. And I think that Rachel's going to have more drama with selling her stuff to buyers before more good comes in that department.
Along with that, I am dying to see the Karl Lagerfeld Chanel fashion show in Paris. I followed it on style.com forever this past fall, and I just to see it would be awesome. I predict that Jennifer Lawrence comes on the show, which I don't think will happen, but in my dreams it does. So I'm going to stick with that.
Oh my God, awesome. I love that. Anne Hathaway came on.
Yeah, but that was season one, wasn't it, or two?
Yeah, early on.
It's early on.
But it's okay. Jennifer Lawrence is cool. Maybe she will.
Maybe. And I also predict that the Rachel Zoe line gets dropped from Saks. Only because I heard that it did.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That
was news and gossip.
That's mage in a bad way.
That's mage.
But anyways, hopefully that's wrong. And hopefully the Jennifer Lawrence part is right. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Good predictions.
Woo.
So, I guess that's it, right?
Yeah.
You guys, thank you so, so, so much for watching. I'm your host, Christina Zias. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter and follow my fashion blog, all at Miss Zias.
And I am Jason Eichler. You can follow me on Twitter at @JEichler, and there's links to all my stuff on there.
And I'm okay. Tiana Hobson. Oh, sorry. Were you done?
Oh, you can go now.
Oh, thank you. I'm Tiana Hobson, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at TweetT22.
Thank you for watching.
Bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.